7:10, time to turn to sports. We got the NJCAA basketball tournament off and rolling yesterday. Six games in the books. It all started yesterday morning at 10 as Walter State won over Daytona State 85-82. Cali from Kansas won over Allegheny in a rout 87-64. Panola beat Jones 84-73. Trinity Valley a winner over Georgia Highlands 61-54. Odessa blows out Trinidad State 81-52. And Wallace State with an upset over Lee, 76-64. Six games on tap today, all here on BW Radio Sports. We'll start at 9:45 this morning with pregame, tip off at 10. Our first game is Connor State and Moberly, and then it's USC, Salcahatchie, and your Blue Dragons at 12:15. Walter State, Barton, the number one seed in the tournament at 2:30. Cali, Northwest Florida State at 5. Panola, South Plains, 7:15. Trinity Valley and Triton at 9:30, as we will have six games today. NCAA basketball tournament, two Big 12 teams in action yesterday. Six seed Clemson over Baylor, 72-64 in an upset. Houston has to hang on and win in overtime, 100-95. Only Iowa State and Houston from the Big 12 have made the Sweet 16. It has been a big-time letdown from the Big 12 conference, who at times had a lot of teams ranked throughout this basketball season. Number 5 seed Colorado beat the 4 seed K-State Ladies 63-50 in Bramlage yesterday as Colorado advances to the Sweet 16. This sellout was the first for K-State for the women since they hosted number 1 UConn December 11th of 2016. Wildcats finished the season 26-8. Gabby Gregory had 12 points to lead the Cats. Ayoka Lee, solid, 10 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Kansas Jayhawk ladies have advanced to the second round, and for the 11th time in program history, they'll take on the eighth seeded Jayhawks will take on 3-seeded USC tonight for a spot in the Sweet 16. Tip off from the Galen Center in LA is set for 9:00 tonight. The game will be on ESPN. You'll have to stay up late for that one. Wichita State got a strong start from Tommy Lepore and some offense to get past UAB 9-1 Sunday afternoon in Birmingham. Victory secured another series win for the Shockers, who have now won all 5 of their weekend series this season. Shocker baseball team now 15-8, 2-1 in conference play. They'll return home tomorrow to take on longtime rival Oklahoma State. First pitch at Stadium, 6:00. Although, with the weather tomorrow, we'll see. It is definitely going to be a cold day for baseball tomorrow. That's a look at sports. More at HutchPost.com. Weather next. For nearly 100.